8:30 a.m. KSDP Radio. I'm Kels Hetherington, and this is Meet the People for March 2nd, 2010. My guest this morning is Steve Deaton, a network operations specialist with the U.S. Post Office. Steve joins me this morning on the telephone. I've asked him on the program to discuss with us the intra-Alaska hub expansion that the Post Office currently has under consideration. Well, with that introduction, a good morning to you, Steve, and thank you for coming on the radio.
Good morning, Cal. Thanks for allowing us the opportunity to share some information with the residents out there.
Now, just so that we're all clear on your role at the Post Office, what is it that you actually do for the U.S. Post Office?
Well, my primary function in the job is to monitor, to assign mail routings and monitor equitable tender and mail transportation requirements for mail throughout the state of Alaska.
All right. Now, the U.S. Post Office is looking at making changes to service in Bush, Alaska. The changes would come through the addition of several new post office hubs in, among other places, Sandpoint, Alaska. Can you elaborate on where the Postal Service is in its decision-making process on the selection of these new hub locations?
Well, to clarify the actual project or proposal is the word we like to use, the idea behind it is to find some transportation lanes that will result in less of a loss in revenue to the Postal Service within the state of Alaska. We currently spend about $165 million a year just on intra-Alaska transportation, which interestingly enough is close to 20% of the entire national commercial air budget. So it's a huge piece just for this one state. And of course, everyone realizes that the reason that's occurring is because we have to fly mail that everywhere else in the country they put on the road, on the surface. But out of that $165 million a year, because we're flying mail that we customers are paying surface rates for, we have a revenue shortfall of approximately $60 million a year in Alaska. The goal of the proposal was to find locations where larger aircraft theoretically could fly into, where currently smaller aircraft are serving, and to analyze and look and see whether or not those lanes would be appropriate for larger aircraft and therefore bringing a smaller transportation cost to the Postal Service. Now, the reason I mention all of that is because the proposal that we have out there in several locations, as you mentioned, is not to necessarily make several new hubs. The proposal is to find those locations that have the capability for larger aircraft and to go out and meet with those communities, meet with the state of Alaska who maintains runways. We've also met with the congressional delegation, and we've also met with the Air Carriers Association in the state of Alaska. And the idea is to have those meetings in order to gather data to find out whether this is a good idea or not. It's not a project that we're moving forward on with the intent to make several new hubs. It is a proposal that we're putting out there and explaining to people, the residents, the carriers, you know, those are the experts. They live out there. They perform their jobs out there by flying around. It's to ask them what their comments are on these ideas. And then the Postal Service will take that information from the people that live out there, from the people that fly aircraft out there, and then we'll make a decision whether or not to consider certain locations for new mail hubs. So that's a very fine distinction there. Our goal in the project or the proposal isn't to go out and make hubs. It's to go out and find out whether it's viable to make any new hubs out there.
All right, so this is almost a proposal to ask the question, should we make a proposal for a new hub or several new hubs? With that in mind, what are you finding as you talk to carriers who currently serve rural Alaska communities?
Well, there's some pros and cons. We find carriers that don't like the idea, and it runs the gamut of it's not feasible for a variety of reasons, in their opinion, whether it's runway length, whether it's availability of fuel, whether it's lease lots, whether it's staging aircraft in different locations than they currently do, or, which is understandable, it's simply the fact that it's a change and most people don't like change for change's sake. However, we do find, carriers out there that recognize this is important to save the Postal Service from losing money, to ensure that the bypass mail program stays valid and stays in the state of Alaska, and they realize that there needs to be some changes, and there's some carriers out there that see it as a business opportunity.
Mm.
So it runs the gamut there in the aviation industry.
How many new locations are you prospecting, shall we say? You're not saying we're going to build new hubs tomorrow or 10 years from now, but you're saying let's look at these areas as you described it just a moment ago. How many new areas are you prospecting right now?
We had an original list of about 15 locations that had in the past received large aircraft in their runways. From that list, it grew a little bit with the addition of four additional locations, one of them coming from a community that wanted to be considered for new hub status, and a couple of them coming from the state of Alaska DOT, who suggested that we might consider a couple of additional locations because they had bigger runways. So it's probably 15, 16, 17 locations that are theoretically being considered. And from that, we developed a list of 6 or 7, which we call our top candidates, that we put at the top of the list and decided to start our public meetings and focus on those.
Mm. Now, how many rural Alaska hubs does the post office currently have?
Well, there are 19 rural hubs. In total, there's 21 postal hubs in the state of Alaska, but that includes Anchorage and Fairbanks, who have bush points that are hubbed out of there. But in reality, for bypass mail, since Anchorage and Fairbanks are what we call acceptance points, that's where bypass mail originates, there are 19 hubs that we flow mail out to and through into rural bush villages.
Okay, when you look at the Alaska landscape from the Postal Service vantage point, why would it make sense potentially for Sand Point to be a hub location?
Well, one of the reasons, again, that Sandpoint was on the list was because it has, in the past, received mainline equipment. So that got it on the list as one of those potential sites that theoretically had the ability to get mainline service, large aircraft service. That, in and of itself, is why we had the community meeting, to let people know what we were thinking, let people know what the proposal was all about, and to hear from them what they thought about the idea. Now, the same thing applies to Sand Point that it does to any of these other locations. If we change the status of the Sand Point, like any of the other ones to be considered, to make it a hub, and if we can find a mainline carrier to serve that hub, then the cost of moving mail to that location to the Postal Service is less.
Mm. And Steve, maybe you could explain for all of us what a hub location actually does.
Well, from the male perspective, a hub location is simply a hub point that mail is moved out on an initial stage to be delivered to that location, and for a percentage of that mail to go from mainline equipment and transfer to smaller bush carriers to go out of that hub to an undetermined number of bush points, villages, that are served out of that hub.
Now, why does it make good sense, maybe, to put a hub in Sand Point? You talked about dollars and cents, and of course the post office is a business as well as a government entity, but you run it as a business. I see on your, I guess, one of your slides that when you came to Sand Point, you gave a presentation to the community, and you said that the post office was sort of thinking they might be able to save $822,000 if it had a hub in Sand Point. How would you achieve those savings?
Well, right now, and I don't have that number off the top of my head, but right now, the volume of mail that goes to Sand Point is moved on what we DOT calls Bush 131 or 135 aircraft. And the Department of Transportation, federal, sets rates that the Postal Service pays for mail transportation. Now, the rates that we pay 121 or 135 operators are much higher than the rates that DOT sets that we would pay for a mainline air carrier to fly in there. For instance, it cost us less money to have a DC-6, a Boeing 737, or a Lockheed Herc to fly mail from point A to point B than it does if we send that same amount of mail from the same point A to point B on a smaller aircraft operated under 121 or 135 rules, such as a Saab or a 240 or a CASA or a Beech 1900. So it's pretty much strictly the rate that we have to pay for larger aircraft is less than the rate we have to pay for smaller aircraft.
Now, the cost savings might be significant, but what is the cost of building the new hub in Sand Point or any other Bush, Alaska location for that matter?
I'm sorry.
How long will it take you to realize the savings that you would gain by allowing the larger planes to deliver the mail to the hub when you had to factor in having to build the new hub location? What is the cost of erecting the new hub in Sand Point, or for that matter, any other Bush, Alaska location?
Well, there is no cost to the Postal Service for establishing a mail hub. All of these locations already have a post office in them, and the main diversion of mail that we would be accomplishing would be bypass mail, which is not a product that goes into post offices. It is handled by outside entities, carriers, air carriers and their representatives, and is delivered directly to addressees. That's the main function of the bypass mail program, to bypass post office handling. So there's no requirements for postal employees, postal facilities. It's simply a matter of finding an air carrier that already theoretically has existing infrastructure. They currently already serve that place. They have a building, a structure. They have an agent. Most carriers have agents in every location, and they simply handle the mail as they do today. It's just brought into them by a larger aircraft, and we pay a cheaper rate.
When you look at Sand Point, and you probably looked at the airport yourself, but the Sand Point Airport, as you may or may not know, is more limited than, say, Cold Bay. if Sandpoint is successful in gaining a post office hub, what might be done to improve the airport in Sandpoint to allow aircraft to land in more inclement weather? Because right now they need to have visual, you know, line of sight of the runway in order to land here. They can't do it with instruments only. Would you look to improve the runway and the technology around it?
Those functions fall into the runway owner, which in most cases in the state of Alaska is the state of Alaska. And those maintenance and improvement issues, you know, have to do with traffic. Whether it's number of flights or type of equipment that go into a runway, number of carriers and size of that equipment, those are the things that the DOT, state DOT, determines, uses to determine what kind of maintenance and what kind of infrastructure is needed at a runway. You know, the thing that's interesting about Sandpoint is they currently have mainline size aircraft flying in there. They simply, the aircraft that they have in there are simply not rated as mainline. That's the CASA, I think it's 240, the Saab 240, excuse me. So the same avionics and the same size and the same weight for landing, all of those things that would be for mainline currently exist going into Sandpoint at this point.
So how large
that would lead one to at least consider that the runway infrastructure that exists today would satisfy the same piece of equipment, just rated at a higher lift capacity.
How large an aircraft could you bring into Sandpoint? You mentioned a DC-6. Could you bring in a 737?
It's that old aviation adage. You could land anything there. Mm. Whether it could get back off again is another question.
Yes.
But, the idea of the proposal is contingent upon one critical element, and that is it doesn't matter whether the Postal Service makes a Bush Point a new hub or not. If air carriers review their equipment and their business model and find that, for instance, as you say, a 737 can't land there, then air carriers will not file schedules there if that's the kind of equipment that they have. So it's all predicated on the whole idea rests on a linchpin of whether or not an air carrier in the state of Alaska has equipment that can land at the proposed Bush site and can serve that community with that equipment and chooses to do so. The Postal Service cannot make this happen. We don't control carriers' operations. We don't control their markets. We don't set their schedules. It's a competitive arena, so it falls upon an ultimate decision of whether an air carrier decides, hey, I have equipment, it can perform in that location, and I want to do that.
All right, just to clarify, we actually did have a 737 land in Sandpoint just recently. Northern Air Cargo landed an aircraft here. So obviously a 737 is able to land in Sandpoint with the present setup. Where are you on your study? You're looking at these locations. You've been talking to different carriers, both that serve these locations currently and ones that might be interested in serving a new location. What is the feedback that you're receiving from the air carriers, and when would you move to the next phase of a study to a point where you would say, look, let's look at these areas as proposed sites for new post office hubs?
Well, as I said earlier, we have received feedback from carriers, both negative and positive, on a variety of areas. However, Sandpoint specifically, we, as a result of our community meetings and our carrier meetings, we have not received any pros or cons yet from any carriers. As you know, these meetings were just in December, so we haven't gotten any comments back yet. I don't believe we've actually received any public comment from Sandpoint or Cold Bay either, from either city officials or just residents of those communities. So we're still waiting for that. But that's the process we're involved in. Initially, there's a consultation process that is statutorily required where we have the community meetings so that we can let people know what we're thinking and we give people the opportunity to give us their input. That has been done for a variety of places. The second step, including what would be the second step for Sandpoint, is if we take in comments and we review the data for what infrastructure is available in the community, the second statutorily required step is for the Postal Service to post notice for 12 months that we are considering naming a point a mail hub. Not that we're going to, simply that we're considering it. Mm-hmm. So after those two statutorily required processes have been done, first the community meeting, secondly the 12-month public notice of consideration, once that 12-month period passes, then the Postal Service sits down and says, do we want to do this? Is this point viable or is this point not viable in our opinion? So we can go through the whole process and the net result can run from naming a new bush hub or deciding that that point is not viable after all the data we've collected and not naming it a new bush hub.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what you decide. But final question, or two questions I have just in the final moments. One is, what did you hear from the community of Sandpoint when you actually visited about 2 months ago and held a community meeting, as you said? And the other question that I have, it's unrelated, but I'll ask it at the same point, is how would a hub in Sandpoint impact mail service to Sandpoint? Would we have more regular and dependable mail coming into Sandpoint?
Well, first, the community was appeared to be very much in favor of the idea, which is not uncommon for communities that have the opportunity, have the possible opportunity to receive larger air carrier service or more frequent air carrier service. Now, Sandpoint has pretty, well, I shouldn't say that. I don't live out there, but they've got better service in terms of frequency than a lot of single bush points do. But the idea of getting larger aircraft, such as a 737 or a DC-6, on a regular scheduled basis, as opposed to just charter work, tends to provide people for a higher quality of life in terms of receiving those large items, those commodities that they can't get on a regular basis. Snow machines, cars, refrigerators, ovens, things that they can't get except on barges in the summer or charter work at a higher cost. You know, when you're bringing in larger equipment, these things come in on a scheduled basis and a regular basis. So in terms of those kinds of opportunities, the community seemed to be very favorable to it. Now, and your second question again was?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I tacked the two together. Would it make the mail service more dependable in Sandpoint?
It has the potential to do a couple of things. One is if there's larger aircraft and better aircraft, the potential for more frequency of service exists. The mail volume might increase because one of the elements that we do when we create a new hub is we look for geographically located bush points around that hub to see if there's potential for reassigning them. So to improve mail service to those points. So it's possible that the new hub also receives an increase in mail volume that's going through it, which again has the potential to draw additional air carriers into that market. So that potential is certainly there.
Well, Steve, thank you very much for making time in your busy schedule. I've been talking with Steve Deaton right here on 8:30 a.m. KSDP. This has been Meet the People. Steve, is there anything that you want to add?
Well, I just would, a couple things. I would just like to get out there again so that people understand that this is not a situation where we're going out to places and telling them what we're going to do. This is a process that we've elected to embark on where we are trying to go to the residents of Alaska and the businesses, the air carriers in the state, and collaborate with folks and tell them this is what we're thinking of doing and this is why we're thinking of doing it. We're trying to cut some losses. We're trying to make sure that bypass stays a viable program in the state of Alaska. And this is how we're thinking of doing it. And we're inviting people to share with us their ideas about pros or cons so that we can make a decision not in a vacuum. So we can consider the residents' ideas and thoughts before we move forward. And the second thing is I'd like to thank you and the APR for allowing us the opportunity to get this information out there.
No problem, Steve. One final comment maybe we can get from you. Is it possible for you to give out a point of contact to which people can send their comments or questions, probably comments, about the possibility of Sandpoints finally becoming maybe a hub location?
Well, the contact that we've given to the communities and the air carriers, I'll share with you on the radio here. The email contact would be Stephen with a V dot R dot Deaton, D-E-A-T-O-N, at USPS.gov.
All right. Well, thank you. And if people want to get that email address again, they can contact us at the radio station. And I guess it helps if people contact you and give a favorable comment.
Yeah, what we would like is to get comments in email or written letters if they choose, and if they'd rather do that, that's fine. But what we would like is some good data, people's opinions, and what they're based on. Everyone is going to have an opinion one way or the other. What will help us decide is whether that opinion has some factual basis or some data behind it to show why they think it's a good idea or why they think it's a bad idea.
Tell you what, Steve, to make things really simple, the radio station will accept from people any comments they have and will pass them along to you. So all that listeners need to do is they can just bring us their comment and we'll make sure that you get it at the address.
That would be great.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Steve Deaton. Thanks.
All righty. Thank you.
That was Steve Deaton. He is a network operations specialist with the United States Post Office, and they are studying where in Alaska new hubs might go. They're not to the point at which they'll be assigning locations or choosing them. They're simply studying the landscape in Alaska and considering where, if at all, a new hub will go. Sandpoint is on the list of areas and sites being considered. So you can send a comment to us and we will get it on to the post office for you, or you can email Steve directly at stephen.r.deaton, that's D-E-A-T-O-N, at USPS.gov. But I'm sure he would prefer a letter from you because that's the business he is in. All right, that is Meet the People for March the 2nd, 2010. I'm Kels Hetherington. We now go to more music right here on 8:30 a.m. KSDP, Sandpoint, Alaska.